the worshipers, calling all the praisers. I want everyone around the world to put your hands together right now, because God and God alone is worthy of our praise. Amen. Here we go. Every praise. Every word of worship.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the desert. Vacation Bible School, this was the setting for that. Our preacher this morning will be Stephanie Iverson, our Christian Education Director, and so we are going to be in the middle of that. I don't know if you know, though, that Neil came in this morning, and I happened to be watching, and he has a little Band-Aid on a spot on his chin, and a lady said, "What happened, Neil?" And he said, "Well, I was thinking about my sermon and I cut my chin." And she said, "Well, next time, think about your chin and cut your sermon." We want to thank Edna. She brought in the flowers that are on the table there. And Bo is here to help. He's going to be doing a lot of the liturgy. And so you have all of the different components for our Vacation Bible School. Are there any announcements that we need to share this morning as we are coming and gathering and preparing ourselves in worship? I cannot think of anything unusual that you need to be aware of. We are in our summer season, as is the way it goes. We do have air conditioning, amen? And we are here gathered, and we are here to celebrate with our Lord. So, let's take a moment, stand and wave hello to one another, and prepare for a call to worship. We got enough waving going on out there. I invite you to stand for our call to worship. These are the call and responses each day out of Vacation Bible School. The kids learn these, and so there will be the same response to all of them, but here is the call that you will respond to. God,
awesome God.
Come tell us what we have to tell. I have no idea.
He has no idea. That's okay. I'm going to get you guys involved a little bit. So for the response, when you say awesome God, what the kids had to do every day when we hear those is we go, awesome God. So that's right, Caleb. All right.
So there are actions that go with that. Should we practice them? Awesome God. God loves you no matter what. Awesome God. God is with you everywhere. Awesome God. God is in charge. Awesome God. I'm lost. God is stronger than anything else. Awesome God. God is... What? God is surprising. Awesome God. Our hymn is on the screen, our opening, Monumental Love. Join in. Kids, gonna come down and make the motions? Get down there.
From Psalm 89 to... Oh, you guys may sit. From Psalm 89, verse 2. I declare your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. From Joshua 1, verse 9. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In Psalm 147, verse 5, great is our Lord, and abundant power, his understanding beyond measure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By way of prayers of concern and celebration, on the back page, you see some of those listed, some of the concerns in our midst. We don't have any new ones, praise God. Do you have concerns that you'd like to lift? Michael, I see a young woman standing over here. I assume she's waiting for the microphone.
Sorry, this is more of an announcement. I don't know if we had announcements today. This Thursday is the July crop fundraiser at Bubba's from 4 to 9. If you need a flyer, which you don't need a flyer there, I forgot to bring them today, but I will have them there on Thursday.
Okay, Bubba's 33, right? Okay. This is a way that you get to go and you eat, and a part of the fee that you pay normally, they donate back for us to do mission. Ruby.
Okay, I just want to thank all of you for the food that you are bringing to Interfaith Versus Me. I want to let you know that our numbers are increasing. We're seeing families of 12 every day, and families that are 8 to 10 people or more per family. So thank you very, very much. If you want to bring more, I will definitely take it, and it will get used. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruby. Okay. Interfaith. Other concerns in our midst. All right, by way of birthdays, I only show two birthdays. Barbara Shaw's husband, Frank, I'm not sure that any of you got to meet him, but his birthday is this coming Friday, the 22nd. The following week, this will be the 25th, Isabel Burns is having a birthday. And on July 30th, Ken Barber has a birthday. Michael Paya has something for you there.
Little Ciociana Carter turns 2 on the 21st.
Ciociana Carter. Two years old. Doesn't seem possible, does it? Other birthdays, anniversaries, special celebrations. I don't see any. Let's turn to our unison prayer. Let us read responsively. O God, you order the steps of man. Even though Joseph faced many trials and tribulations, betrayals and setbacks, you brought him in your mercy to a place of prominence. You enlarge his influence. And through it all, you gave us a sign of reconciliation that evil men did to Joseph. Turn to the Google. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving Lord God, parent of us all, among us the young ones, and we are blessed and we are grateful. And we celebrate their exuberance and their life and their light. And we celebrate your spirit on them. Help us be the parents, the grandparents, the adopted grandparents, and all of the family that helps to raise a child. Help us help parents. Help us be patient. Help us see in youth exuberance that needs molded, not stymied. Help us see young people that are your very gift to the world. And Lord, let us be those young people as well. Let us turn with new eyes and new being to hear afresh how you would call us, how you would guide us, how you would inspire us, and how, as always, you lead us. Lord God, we ask your blessing upon all who worked very hard this vacation Bible school and contributed in so many ways. They didn't do it for acknowledgement. They did it for love of God and for this ministry that helps and reaches out and offers your spirit. Lord, bless all. Bless all that contribute in so many ways. Bless us, each and every one, at all ages in our lives, that we might be participants and disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And hear us as we come and gather and pray in your name the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I thank you for your offerings that continue to support the ministry of this church, your offerings that are a portion of what God gives us, given back to remind us where all good has come from, and to give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, and we turn to our scripture. Bo.
Remind them to stand for the gospel, or to stand to hear the word.
Stand to hear the word.
Romans 8, verse 38. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers. Psalm 66, verse 5. Come and see what the God has done. He is awesome, his deeds among mortals. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You want to invite the kids forward? You want me to?
Kids again. Great is thy faithfulness. Come on, kids. Show us how to do it.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Louder, Mike. I invite you to be seated. I invite Stephanie forward.
All right, good morning. And as Peter said, welcome to the desert. So we're actually in Monument Valley. That's kind of where our setting is. So if you can't tell already, this past week we had Vacation Bible School, and what a wonderful week it was. We spent the week learning about God's monumental love for us and celebrating his greatness. It was a week filled with music and dance, fun and silliness, because we can't have Vacation Bible School without that, right? Tasty treats and fun sciencey gizmos, but most of all, it was filled with kids on fire for God. This week, we focused on the story of Joseph in the Old Testament. The story of Joseph is filled with love, jealousy, betrayal, lies, suffering, and ultimately, forgiveness. On Monday, we started learning about Joseph and his family. He was the youngest son he was the second youngest out of 12, and the favorite of his father, Jacob. Because he was the favorite, he didn't have to do the same work his older brothers did. He was even given a fancy coat, which his brothers were probably a little jealous of, as they had never received something so nice. Of course, Joseph didn't help the situation by constantly rubbing it in his brothers' faces that he was the favorite. I'm sure his brothers probably felt like they weren't good enough, or perhaps even maybe a little unloved by their father. One day, Joseph had a dream in which he and his brothers were gathering grain in the fields, when all of a sudden, his bundle of grain stood tall while those his brothers were holding bowed down to Joseph's. He then had another dream where 11 stars and the sun and the moon bowed down to him. Joseph bragged about these dreams to his brothers, saying that they meant that one day his brothers would be bowing down to him, that he would be greater than them. Of course, that didn't go over too well with his brothers. I mean, why would it? One day, Jacob sent Joseph out to the field to spy on his brothers and report back anything they did wrong. Well, this really upset his brothers, so much so that they threw Joseph in a pit and left him there. They were talking about killing him, but in the end, the brothers ended up selling him to merchants that were on their way to Egypt for 20 silver pieces. As Joseph was bound and taken to Egypt, where he became a slave to Potiphar, who was the head of the guard, his brothers ripped up his fancy coat, covered it in goat's blood, and presented it to their father, saying that Joseph was dead. Like Joseph's family, we all have our imperfections. It's a good thing God doesn't wait for us to show, or for us to be perfect, for him to show us his love. In the midst of our failings, God loves and blesses us. God loves us in spite of our faults. God loves you no matter what. Awesome God. The story of Joseph continued on Tuesday with him as a slave. In fact, Joseph was a slave for 11 years. He worked for Potiphar, and because he performed his tasks well, he eventually became Potiphar's personal assistant. Even though he had to be a servant, things went okay for Joseph, and it was clear to everyone that God was with him. Things went well until they didn't. Potiphar's wife wanted Joseph to do things he didn't want to do. She became upset with him and ended up telling Potiphar that Joseph attacked her. That was a lie, of course, but Potiphar took his wife's word over Joseph's and ended up throwing Joseph in jail. Through all of this, God was with Joseph. The prison guard liked him and eventually put him in charge of the other prisoners. Eventually, Joseph met two prisoners, Pharaoh's cupbearer and the baker. The chief baker. Both of these men had strange dreams that Joseph interpreted for them. God had given Joseph this unique gift. The dreams Joseph interpreted happened just as he said they would. Joseph's circumstances changed wildly throughout his life. We are no stranger to that in our lives, as our lives are filled with change too. In the midst of all that, it's easy to feel disconnected from God. No matter the changes or the storms that we face, God is faithfully beside us, just as he was faithfully beside Joseph. God is everywhere. Awesome God. After interpreting dreams for the baker and the cupbearer, Joseph stayed in prison for 2 more years. To Joseph, 13 years as a slave and prisoner may have felt long and pointless. He might have even felt like the bad guys had won. He had been enslaved, falsely accused, imprisoned, and forgotten. All of this, however, was about to change. You see, Pharaoh kept having these dreams that was so disturbing to him, he was trying to figure out what they meant. And if you know anything about in ancient Egypt times, dream interpretation was a big deal. Kingdoms developed entire guilds devoted to dream interpretation, which is why when Joseph could do this, it was a big deal. The cupbearer, who had been with Joseph in prison, remembers that Joseph could interpret dreams and told Pharaoh about him. Pharaoh sent for Joseph and asked him if he could interpret the dreams he kept having. Joseph told Pharaoh that it was beyond his power to do so, but God would be able to answer those. Joseph told Pharaoh what his dreams meant, that there would be 7 years of bountiful harvest, but then there would be 7 years of famine after that. Joseph told Pharaoh that he should find someone to oversee the collection of food during the first 7 years. That way, when the 7 years of famine hit, there would be food stored for the people. Pharaoh thought this was an excellent plan and decided to put Joseph in charge. He went from being a slave and a prisoner to being one of the most powerful men in Egypt. As we have gone through this story, we can see how God's hand has guided Joseph along the way. God commands every aspect of our lives, even when it seems as if things are out of control. God is in charge. Awesome God. On Thursday, we took a break from the story of Joseph to talk about a man who didn't just come to save Egypt, but the entire world, Jesus. This day was filled with reverence and self-reflection. We have all heard the story 1,000 times, how Jesus was accused, beaten, crucified, and resurrected. But do we stop to truly reflect on what all of that actually meant? With the lashing of every whip, the pounding of every nail, Jesus showed his love for us. He had the power to get himself off the cross because he's stronger than anything. But instead, he stayed there and took your punishment and mine. Jesus hung on the cross for hours while people made fun of him before he took his last breath and died. 3 days later, when the tomb is found empty, we realize that Jesus has come back to life and defeated death. We know that God is stronger than anything. Awesome God. We rounded out the week with the conclusion of Joseph in Egypt. They were now in the 7 years of famine, and people were coming to Egypt from all over to get food, including Joseph's brothers from Canaan. It had been 21 years since Joseph and had seen his family, and when he did, he called them spies and wouldn't sell grain to them until they brought their youngest brother, Benjamin, to Egypt. To ensure they came back, he threw one of the brothers in prison until the rest had returned. He also put the silver they had paid in their bags just to see if they returned it, which they ended up returning. When the brothers came back with Benjamin, Joseph feasted with them that night and then told one of the servants to hide a silver cup in the bag of Benjamin. The next morning, when Benjamin was being accused of stealing, his brothers stood up for him and told him that they had already lost a brother. If they didn't bring Joseph home, it would surely kill their father. Joseph couldn't stand it anymore and revealed himself to his brothers, after which he wept. Later, Joseph said this to his brothers. He said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Joseph forgave his brothers. What surprises us never surprises God. Our great God, full of love and joy and hope, continually lavishes surprises on us. These surprises may be as big as Joseph's long-lost family showing up one day. Other times, it might be a vivid sunrise that takes our breath away. Whatever it may be, we know that God is surprising. Awesome God. God's love is monumental, and his greatness is all around us. That is what this week was all about. I hope that you have learned a little bit about how awesome our God truly is. Remember that God loves you no matter what. Awesome God. God is with you everywhere. Awesome God. God is in charge. Awesome God. God is stronger than anything. Awesome God. God is surprising. Awesome God.
Amen.
Awesome God, let's stand, let's sing it. Kids, come forward, lead us on this. Stay up here, kiddos. All right, we go from here and then look at what we're sending out into the world as our ministers. Amen?
Amen.
And you too are also those children, taken in, nurtured, grown, and sent out. We are blessed. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in peace. Amen?
Amen.
All right, grab a hand of somebody. We're going to sing.
Oh.
Do we want to, we are kind of early. Do you want to do Awesome God again so you guys can be part of it? Alex, you have to come in.
Guys, we're going to make you do it again.
Sing Awesome God again, 2040. Paya, can we get back to that? All right, kids, stay here. Kids, stay here. Kids, kids. Well, all right. Join hands. We're going to sing God Be With You. All right? Here, go now in peace. I'm sorry. Go now in peace. Do we have a... Nalu, give her this a note. Go in peace. Go grow now in peace. May the... Hands up. Above, God's around you everywhere, everywhere you may go. Amen.